Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby stickies. He's with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I'd like to just briefly address the person making that noise. Let's handle him first. You're a problem. And then the guy sitting next to him. It's like a section over there. You don't need to loudly and weirdly sing along to the theme song like that. It kind of scares me when I'm backstage because I think, oh, that's the guy that's going to loudly and weirdly scream out shit through the entire show. And, you know, I'm not a fan of that. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Was like the most timid because you're all like, wait, can we yell out now? He just told that guy don't yell out and don't sing, and then he asked, and then he cued us all to yell out and sing. It was very, very mixed messagey. We're coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, November 11th, 2014, Wolf of Wahlburgers. It's Veterans Day. Yeah, it's here for the veterans, you guys. Tomorrow, Getting Doug with High is going to be at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time at youtube.com/Doug Benson. Today, if you're listening on Wednesday when this comes out, so only those of you that are here in this room right now are really getting an advance heads up. Tempe, Arizona, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Big venue, plenty of seats. And Doug Loves Movies returns to the Tempe Improv this Saturday at 4:20-ish, of course, with, I think you're going to be impressed with the guests that I managed to get in Tempe. No, you know, I'm not casting aspersions on Tempe. It's a beautiful place that will be warmer than anywhere else in the country this weekend. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country this past weekend was Big Hero 6. Which is not a new sandwich at Subway. And the number two movie was Interstellar, the porn version of which I think should be called Interstellar. I haven't seen Interstellar, but I'm pretty sure no one in it says, science, yeah! So watch Big Hero 6, not Interstellar. This has been Watch This, Not That, support TJ Miller edition. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Rob Stoner person tweeted, Interstellar has the same problem as Dark Knight Rises. Not enough Batman. Good job, Rob Stoner person. This has been Tweet Relief. The prize bag has a couple of albums and smaller albums. These things, whatever they're called, 6 inches, 7 inches, for different things that I don't even know what they are. Like, you even look at them and like, what is this? But I just have them, and so I'm paying them forward to somebody else. So whoever wins the prize bag tonight, be sure to reach out and let me know if this stuff is good or complete garbage. Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun. You don't have to reach out to me about that. I keep your opinion to yourself. And then, let's not get crazy. And someone made a bunch of fancy, like, customized lighters for me, so I'm including one of those. And then I forgot to get the guests to give me stuff, but I think they brought stuff, so we'll sort through that when they get out here. We've got 4 chairs. Always means a big, powerful lineup. Please give a big, warm welcome to Ben Bailey, Rachel Melvin, Kate McCucci, and Joe Lotrulio. Okay, we got two out of four. It's a pretty good start. We start up a show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
That's Kate McCucci, everybody, saying hi first.
Hi.
Did somebody boo? What was that noise?
It's okay if you did.
No.
What does that mean? It's okay if you booed.
It's all right.
I don't think that guy was booing. Oh. I think it was some sort of tribute that maybe he was trying to make like a kazoo sound.
Oh, maybe. I do like to kazoo.
Kate, of course, is the Oats of Garfunkel and Oates. And yeah.
Thank you.
The TV series on IFC is going strong. How many have you hit the finale of season one yet?
Yes, all of season one has aired. In fact, today we did the commentary for it. So hopefully we have our fingers crossed for season two, but we don't know anything yet.
Was the commentary laced with hope?
I think so. I hope so.
Like when people see the commentary, they'd be like, they sound like they didn't know if they were going to get picked up or not.
Yeah.
When they made this commentary. Well, good luck with getting the second season, but everybody loves it, so I can't see why they wouldn't.
Thank you. I'll knock on this wall.
They're dummies
if they
don't do it. And you always are so kind to bring like actual art created by you specifically for our winner today. You made a nice little drawing. This is almost like a name tag someone would craft, but you brought a drawing that says... to show how much I love you, I warmed up bagel bites.
Because that's all I know how to cook.
Oh, okay.
That's
I thought
how
it was
I
kind of a thing like to, you know, like I love movies that much that I would warm up bagel bites for movies.
Exactly.
Because I love movies. And then you also handcrafted the cover of a sleeve, I guess, a little envelope. That has Garfunkel and Oates buttons and a CD.
A signed CD, in fact.
A Slippery When Moist CD.
Ooh.
Signed by both of you. So sexy. So there it is. So all that's going in the prize bag. Thank you so much, Kate McCucci. And just to talk about the elephant in the room, only 3 guests came out here. I don't want to keep introducing people as if nothing's happening.
I forgot to give you my prize bag.
No, that's cool. That's Joe Lotrulio, everybody.
I waited too long to say hello. I was taken by surprise, and sorry about the late stage arrival.
Late stage arrivals go, you guys are in the... guys finished first, second, and third. Okay. And there's still someone in a distant fourth because Ben Bailey, I hope he didn't take a cab here or is trying to take a cab here, but we've gone back and forth about him being out in Los Angeles and doing the show tonight, and so I don't know where the disconnect is or if he's stuck in traffic.
Do you think he went to the other UCB?
That's the other thing, is there's a new UCB in town. But even if he went there, it's really close by. So if he got there at the 6:45 that I asked people to get here by, then he'd be here by now. So I'm worrying it's a bigger problem than that. But
Ben, are you out there anywhere in the audience?
Nobody? He may think it's on another night, or may not think it's happening at all. I may have imagined all of my texts with him. But we'll find out soon enough. But let's talk to you guys. Let's talk to the living before worrying about the dead. Joe is, of course, one of the stars of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on the...
Oh, thanks. Thank you, guys.
On the Fox Television Network. Sunday nights after cartoons, or is it on Thursdays now?
It's on Sundays now.
Oh, okay, Sundays.
It's on Sundays.
It was Thursdays at first and then moved to Sundays?
I think it was a Tuesday. It was Tuesdays.
Okay, let's really confuse everybody.
Yeah. It could have been Friday,
possible.
But then they moved it to Wednesday, but now it's on Sunday.
It's kind of the new Seinfeld in that it'll take a few seasons for them to figure out where it belongs, but it's a great show.
It's a show about
already.
Nothing and cops as well.
Right. But crimes are solved. That's not nothing. When I see watch the show, the writing that goes into actually having to have cases and stuff, comedy writers are usually lazier than that. They'd rather just write about a bunch of people in a bar.
Yeah, or people smacking each other in the head, or somebody slipping on a banana peel.
But even on Reno 911, you guys never...
I like that. I like that switcheroony.
Crimes are never solved on that show, for the most part. But on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you have cases and they get solved.
We do. We have some closure. We have a couple of cases that end in success. It's mostly, Andre Brower and Andy kind of going up against each other, like rogue rebel against the captain who knows all. That's their kind of main groove. Is this making sense?
Well,
about these prizes.
Yeah. What'd you bring for us?
So today, a web series that I created with Michael Wayne Black called Beef came out, and so I brought a little poster, and Beef is Judge Judy meets the Sopranos, and it's starring the incomparable.
I wish she'd have met them, because she might have got them in line. They might have killed a lot less people if Judge Judy had intervened.
Possibly. And then we have, I brought a book from a movie I did called Paul, a little prop book. But what I like about this prop is that it's actually the novel Yanni's biography.
That's not a novel at all.
Yeah. Yanni in
Yanni's
words.
Biography.
Yeah.
Inside so a there. Cover that says Paul on it.
Yeah. And then just some random movies.
Hercules.
And Transformers, Age of Extinction, and Noah.
There's already somebody who does not want to win.
Someone's going to start giving wrong answers.
She's all, Noah. That movie was crazy. But thank you for bringing all of that.
Well, you're welcome.
For the prize bag. And first-time guest Rachel Melvin is here, you guys. This is a big time for her right now because this Friday, she is one of the stars, along with those two guys we already know, of Dumb and Dumber 2. Yes. T.O., which I thought that meant the movie takes place in Thousand Oaks, but or Toronto. But it turns out it is the long-awaited sequel to Dumb and Dumber. And not to give too much away, the trailers pretty much sell that you are... You are Harry Dunn's daughter, and Lloyd Christmas wants to get with you.
He wants to pork me.
And Ben Bailey's here. Come on out, buddy. You're interrupting me chatting with Rachel about Dumb and Dumber 2.
That's why he's
but go ahead and put this stuff on the table.
I brought prizes. I was supposed to bring prizes.
Yeah, it's true.
All right.
What happened? Was it a cab situation?
I couldn't get a cab. I got into an Uber car and he started asking me trivia.
That should be in my instructions to out of town guests is don't Uber over.
No, I drove. It's just fucking LA traffic, man.
That's what the cab guy is going to blame it on?
Yep. Yeah.
You're late somewhere because of traffic?
Yep.
You had to get into a bonus round?
It's a different kind of traffic.
Were you running a shift on your way here? You're dressed like a fucking cab driver. What is...
I am a cab driver.
You've just become a real cab driver? All right, what'd you bring for the bag? And then we'll go back to Rachel. We got some French vanilla coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. We got some kick-ass beef jerky.
See, this feels also like you were not only running late, but you stopped to get this shit along the way.
Dude, I robbed a bunch of hikers on the way here. I got some jerky, some Dunkin' Donuts cups.
This jerky, this looks like really classy jerky.
I don't even know really what these are, but the name is so funny that I brought them. They're called Dude Wipes.
Wow.
So...
it says, toilet paper plus dude wipes equals king of the throne.
Are you kidding me? That's what it says?
That's what it says on the back, yeah. Directions, tear, unfold, and wipe, dude.
Come on, that's a pretty good prize, right?
Also
that's
sweet for your face, hands, pits, and dude regions.
Preferably before you do the...
I thought we already covered the
dude
regions with the initial concept that it was like toilet paper.
Just say it, the taint. Just say it.
There's three wipes in here. They're flushable. They have aloe in them. All right. Dude wipes, why are you not a sponsor of Doug Loves Movies? Because it doesn't seem like you're going to get that word out any other way. Although there's that commercial now where the guys are just walking around in their underwear for the Depends has a new line of underwear that like is just...
like adult diapers?
It's like adult diapers, but they look like regular underwear. So there's a bunch of guys walking around. You haven't seen this commercial?
I have. No, I wish I had some now.
All right, well...
might use them later.
Speaking of things that are dumb, Rachel... the film Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, right.
I was telling them, Ben, when you walked in, that she plays Jim Carrey's love interest.
Awesome.
So to speak. I mean, he's interested in love. I don't know what happens from there.
He's interested in something, yeah.
Yeah. And was it, like, how could you make that movie without the entire time just being like, I stepped into this movie from my childhood and now I'm in it. It must have felt so weird.
I mean, I was definitely like 6 or 8 when it came out the first time, but I felt like it should have been older for some reason because I remember seeing it like when I was younger, but I don't know.
It wasn't like a movie from your childhood that you adore?
No, I think I started watching it like in my early 20s, so I've become a fan.
But oh, okay.
I think like so being on set was less intimidating for me because I wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is a cult classic. I have to do so well.
Right.
That
all right. Well, I'm glad we've established that you don't think that it's really anything to be nervous about.
Seems like I couldn't get a part in a good movie.
But that's good. That's probably...
this piece of shit.
But that's part of why you probably got cast in it, is that you had confidence in the audition. It wasn't so important to you or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm also not really bright, so that helps.
That helps. Well,
you're
you know, that's kind of a thing they have in those movies. I heard that they only cast dumb people because, you know, you don't want anybody accidentally being smart in a Dumb and Dumber movie. And I don't know what I'm talking about. But opens Friday, and people are going to love it.
I think so. I hope so.
You seen it?
Yes.
Did the premiere happen like last night or something?
No, it happened a week from last night.
Okay. And that sounds a big fun event?
Yeah.
Lots of people come out?
Lots of people.
Who was like the most famous person that like was at the premiere?
Probably Jim.
Yeah, right?
Probably Jim.
It's cheating.
No, Larry David was there, and I was
Larry
so pissed
David,
because
there you
I didn't
go.
Get to meet him, and I didn't even see him, and I love him because Seinfeld was like my all-time favorite.
That would have been
favorite.
A great in for you. You could have been like, that was me up there.
Yeah, right.
That guy, dumb number two, was trying to fuck. That was me. Dumb number two.
I think Larry David is more famous than Jim Carrey.
What? Oh, no, he's not more famous, I don't think, but she knows what I initially meant. I didn't mean who from the movie came to the premiere.
Right.
Because that's sort of, something they do.
Jim would probably be there. Yeah.
But premieres are less star-studded these days, so whenever there's a random celebrity that's not in the movie, it's cool. And that's funny that it was him. But he was in the Three Stooges movie that the Farrelly brothers did, so that's probably, he's just friendly
with really
them.
Good friends with them, but I was pissed because I like to think of myself as a female Larry David.
You should should have got. Oh, you, really?
Which most
you
people
seem
are like,
much more pleasant than him so far. I haven't heard you complain about a thing. But if you think so, that's awesome.
I just want to say that I think the concept of a female Larry David is fucking frightening. Scares the shit out of me.
It's, what's her name? Lisa Kudrow in The Comeback. No, she's too dumb to be a... Yeah, right? All right. Thank you all for coming, and let's start with... Oh, can you pass those prizes down?
Oh, yeah, more prizes.
Oh, wait, I have a prize, too.
Oh, that's right. What did Rachel bring for the bag?
I brought a Dumb and Dumber 2 poster.
There you go. Awesome. Signed by the van that looks like a dog.
Those are hard to get.
Joe, have you been to the movies lately?
I have. I just saw a movie called Force Majeure.
Oh, that is... I gotta see that because it sounds really intense.
French.
And interesting. Yeah, in French.
Yeah, it was a terrific movie. It's a movie about a family who goes on a trip to the French Alps, a little skiing trip. And they're with their children, and an avalanche starts to approach this kind of patio that they're sitting at eating, and the guy grabs his phone and gloves and takes off, and leaving the wife and the kids there, and then the avalanche stops and doesn't hit them, and the movie is about how that goes down. How they deal with that, and it's pretty great. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it, and if you don't mind having to read while you're at the movies.
That's the only thing you do have to read.
Yeah, you do have to read the words, but you know, maybe they'll make a shitty American version eventually,
mm-hmm.
so you can hold out for that if you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've heard good things about it, and I really want to see it. Kate,
yes.
What have you seen?
The only, you know what, I guess it was like a month ago, or I saw Gone Girl. I know everybody saw Gone Girl, I feel like, so that's not very exciting to say.
I hope everybody's seen Gone Girl, because on the last episode of the show, Bobby Lee just really could not shut his stupid mouth, and his mouth isn't stupid, but he just went off about what happened in it. And well, fortunately, he was inaccurate, but I still worry for people that are listening that haven't seen the movie yet that they think it's ruined, you know?
I just feel they really missed an opportunity to use that Hall & Oates song, She's Gone.
Yes.
I would have, like, if the credits rolled in that song, I would have been, like, the happiest person if
right?
that song came up during
yeah,
the credits.
You'd have leapt to your feet. That'd be pretty amazing.
It just seems obvious that would have been the choice.
I don't know why they missed that opportunity.
I know.
Stupid.
I know.
Stupid Hollywood. But you liked it, though?
Yeah, I mean, I sleep at every movie, so I did.
That might not be the best one to nod off during. Yeah. You wake up and like, you know, gone my ass.
I read the book. I read the book right before, so I filled in the blanks from the book, so I was fine. But if I'm sitting still for a while, I'll just fall asleep.
I just simple cues like billing give a lot away to me, you know. Like the actress that's gone is her name is too prominent in all the ads for her to
right.
truly
right.
be gone,
yeah.
right?
Right.
So I didn't spoil too much just now.
A star is only in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah. Although the wife and John Wick, I gotta say, it's pretty impressive how little she's in the movie. Rachel.
I saw.
I'm asking everybody, like, you know, they needed to do their homework. What did you see, Rachel?
I saw Interstellar. But
Interstellar does not count.
I didn't choose to go see it. I wanted to
oh,
go
you're forced
see Nightcrawlers. I was.
Nightcrawler is so good.
I was guilted into seeing it.
But I haven't seen Interstellar. Did you like it?
I mean, yes.
Two hours and 50 minutes worth? What do you think? Shave out about 40 minutes and it's
it was
a lot
interesting,
better?
But I don't want to think that much when I'm trying to be entertained. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
there's
there for
thinking
a good time.
In it? What do they throw math problems at you?
Oh,
does Matthew McConaughey
sort of.
Have to figure out the tax on a really big dinner check? Like, does he buy a round for the whole space program?
It's really a complicated movie. Yeah.
Oh, it's complicated. That's encouraging to me because the trailers make it look like, I'm going to go into space. All right, go already. And then and then his family's like, when's he coming back? I thought that's what it was. But All right.
That was my impression, too, and then I got there, and I'm
all right.
Like,
well, I'm glad that sounds cool that they managed to take a three-hour movie and not completely ruin it with the trailer, because that trailer's giveaway, you know, every
that trailer is a
days.
Movie in itself, really. Mm-hmm. You could just watch that.
Yeah. Watch that and walk away. Yeah. They should do Academy Awards for trailers.
I just had an idea. I didn't see Interstellar, but wouldn't it be so cool if when they're in space, you just see Sandra Bullock fly by?
Oh, crossover.
It should be Clooney. It should be Clooney. It should flip by.
That would make me
holy
so happy.
Holy shit, he's alive.
Yeah.
Or Clooney.
That would actually make more sense.
Well,
yeah.
And doesn't seem worried about it.
He's, like, yeah. He's just like, all right,
later.
At least I got my music.
Gonna be good. Take
I got
care.
My jams. Got my country songs. Ben, have you been to the movies? Is that why you were late this evening?
Yes.
Coming from the cinema?
I was watching trailers. No. The movie I saw most recently is another one that the title kind of tells you what's up. Lone Survivor.
Oh, yeah. I've argued with Mark Wahlberg himself about...
Have you really?
About that title being a spoiler. And his argument is that, well, you know, why wouldn't he be the lone survivor? He's Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Right? That's
like,
why
like,
he's like,
that's not
he
the
thinks
point,
it's a
Marky
perfectly
Mark.
Normal title. Yeah, so...
You could have called it something else, and we wouldn't have known that there was going to be a lone
yeah,
survivor.
No, it definitely takes a huge part of the suspense of the movie, but
yeah.
Also, it's
but
not
it's
a suspense
movie.
It's no more of a just a horrifying drama.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, I'll say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually heard a girl who was not deterred by the title, and she was like, can you believe they all died in it except for one guy? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah,
because, yeah, you know, in her mind, the lone survivor could have been, like, the enemy. Like, there's the one guy that killed all of them.
Yep, there's a goat.
Yeah.
It's just a goat left in the end. We just bombed the shit out of that village, and there's just a goat.
The goat did it. Happy Veterans Day, everybody.
Then it would have been called Goat Survivor, probably. And then we would have known, fuck, the goat's going to live. This is ridiculous.
The dead giveaway.
Why would they call it Goat Survivor? There's only one goat in the whole picture.
It's a weird movie. That was the part of the show where I said, let the games begin! Here's the deal. Didn't yours get picked? Iron Man? But you didn't win. Okay, cool. I'm so excited when I remember anything. Everybody's got lots of crazy name tags. Good job, you guys. So I'd like all my guests to just stand up and go pick the name tag that is most appealing to you and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. We're back. Who are you playing for, Joe?
I'm playing for Bruce Lawrence. The Silent Flute and Bruce Lawrence.
Yeah, he took a Bruce Lee poster picture and put Lawrence.
Put Lawrence right on the
board. Instead of E.
I'm a big Bruce Lee
Lawrence.
Fan.
All right, so that spoke to you. That's a good
spoke
selection. And it looks like there's a shithead on the back, too, so don't read your shitheads on the back, you guys. Kate got a, that's Lord Farquhar from Shrek, I believe. And he's got a
it
a
looks
pot
like
leaf
a, but
on
it
his
looks
chest.
Like a pot leaf that like a kid in like first grade like molded in art class. So
well,
I kind of
that's when they
that.
Really start making those pot leaves. And that's Breezy Puffs who gets her name tag picked almost every week because every week she brings in a different toy from home. And makes it work somehow. So congratulations. Have you won the prize bag yet?
No.
No, okay. All right.
Oh, no pressure. People...
It's up to you, Kate.
People are play fair with that. I appreciate that. Because once you win, you probably shouldn't bring a name tag anymore. But Rachel, you've got a Big Hero 6. Looks like a styrofoam cutout, but it's really... That's a creative piece of work you did there. Who made that?
This gentleman in the visor in the front
row. What's his name? Because it's of course it's a name tag. Big Hero George.
I can't read it. I'm sorry.
Big Hero George.
Big Hero George.
And the six is like the G and George.
Oh, how can you use the six as the G and George? See, I told you I was casting Dumb and Dumber appropriately.
You're like Big Hero
Is that the plot twist
George?
At the end? Is that you're even dumber than they are?
Oh, no, that's no secret.
Oh, okay. And what is this, Ben?
That says Earlsley, I think.
Instead of airplane.
And then it's, yeah.
Oh, it's Leslie. Air Leslie.
Air Leslie. Oh, okay.
All right. Interesting.
Maybe I could get a role. Are they finished casting Dumb and Dumber?
She's got a good shithead, so if you lose, we're in good shape.
Earlsley. Air Leslie, and it says...
Don't read that, you silly.
Oh, okay. Doesn't say anything on the back at all.
Wait, how many times do I have to tell you? Like, when you were, like, driving a cab and telling people game show rules, how did you get them to not fucking ruin it with their stupidity constantly?
Well, for one, I wasn't backstage getting stoned with you beforehand.
All right. To determine who goes first in our game this evening, our big game this evening.
You guys want
to
do some fucking life? How you guys fucking doing? You doing good or what? What's up, guys? You gonna fucking do this?
Hey, good to see ya.
How you doing, Doug?
Hey, Mark.
What's up, Doug?
I just have a question for you.
Shoot.
A lot of people have been writing to me on Twitter and stuff about it. Are you going to be in the new, you know, there's a new reality series with your brother Donnie and his wife Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, called Paycheck?
No, it's called Jenny Loves Donnie, I think. Okay. And it's a new reality show. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, the working title was Jenny Loves Donnie for now. I mean, anything that gets them out of the house, I'm fucking all for. They've been living in an escape camper van that they rented for the last 2 weeks.
Is he outside now?
Who, Donnie?
Yeah.
That's the reason I'm fucking here. He's looking for seasonal jobs. So he's hoping to sell Christmas trees across the street from the Baja Fresh. When he gets done working at the Baja Fresh. I'm proud of him, though. I'm like, dude, just fill out the application. Who knows what'll happen?
You'd think he would work at Wahlburgers.
No, things are going bad. I'm not fucking hiring him there. Did you know the last two episodes of Blue Bloods, they made him sit with the background actors?
I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
He's like, it's demoralizing. I said, well, at least you used the word demoralizing, Donnie.
All right, well, let's play lines with Mark.
You
want
to do a fucking line?
Yeah, let's do a line. Mark's going to say a line from a movie, and the panelists, no one in the audience, please, just the panelists.
Before I do this, I just want to say to everybody who's been thanking me to my service for the country that I've done, you're welcome.
I'm so glad this is actually coming out after Veterans Day. I'd be sad if this
people thank me every actually... fucking day. It's Veterans Day? Are you ready?
Yeah. So
we're just supposed to yell it out.
He's gonna say a lot. Yeah, just yell it out into your microphone as soon as
the
you know.
The movie or the next line?
The movie. Yeah.
I'm gonna bench this fucking line.
What movie? He's really good at it. Classic motion picture. Not necessarily a Mark Wahlberg movie. Keep that in mind.
Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. All right, here we go.
See, that wasn't from the movie. It's always very confusing. Good luck.
Hey. Hey, do you want to know what the most annoying sound in the world
dumb
is?
Dumb and Dumber!
Dumb and Dumber!
It is fucking
Ben,
Dumb and Dumber.
Ben got it.
Can I do it?
I want to hear the rest of it. Because I want to hear you do this part.
Hey, do you want to know what the most annoying sound in the world is? Sure.
You play both parts.
Fuck yeah, I'm diversional. Here we go. Do you want to know what the most annoying sound in the world is? Hey, Mark, can I borrow some money?
Mark Wahlberg, everybody. Thank you, Mark.
Donnie, let's go.
That was for you, Arl's lie.
All right. So, yeah, so you nailed it, Ben. You get to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. You remember this game from when you were on the show at the Gramercy in New York City.
And, I think I do. I think
you did all right. You're going to get to pick a category. And then, Rachel, would you prefer we go to you next, or would you rather get a little bit more time to acclimate? And we go to Joe after Ben. Which would you like?
I don't think it's going to matter, sadly.
All right, and we'll go right to you after after Ben. You'll go next. You know how the game works?
Yes, okay. I'm familiar.
All right, cool. That's all that matters. Just have fun with it. Don't worry about it. Oh, did you hear the honking outside? I think Donnie got impatient. And Joe, your wife listens to the show, right?
She does, yes.
Is that true?
That is true, yes.
Who listens to it?
What's that?
Who?
Who's my wife?
My wife!
That's a line out of Goat Survivor 2.
Beg us to choose a category between at Minky the Cat suggested gonorrhea girl... And that, of course, is films in which a woman gets an STD.
Of course.
At Mike Spadafora on Twitter suggested Ethan Hawke down. And that's films where Ethan Hawke dies. And at Bemopolis suggested fuck, marry, kill. What do you think that is, Ben? It's from Bem, not Ben.
Named Mary gets fucked and then killed.
I wonder how many movies that happens in. But no, Fuck, Marry, Kill is, of course, the films of O.J. Simpson. Of course it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that the category?
What kind of game show has the contestants going, oh, Jesus.
A great game show.
Oh, yeah, it's so fun.
So, all right, wait. Fuck, Mary, Kill, films of O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson movies.
What's the one before that?
Ethan Hawke dies in movies, so it narrows it down. And it's not just Ethan Hawke movies. It's ones where he dies. And then movies where a woman gets an STD.
Gets an STD.
Which is most films that are made. That's probably what's happening behind the scenes.
So, yeah.
But...
All documentaries.
Yeah, right?
So...
Those people are dirty.
I choose a category, and then I have to answer the...
Well, then
first
we'll
question, or I defer or what?
It's basically you get to kind of guide which way this is going to go because you'll have to go first. But I'm going to then read a bunch of clues, tell you how many names Leonard listed in the cast of the movie, how many names can you get it in? Then you bid.
All right. Okay.
Et cetera. You got this.
Fuck, marry, kill.
All right.
Okay.
Now, Rachel, even though I can only think of one O.J. Simpson, sentiment is spreading like Ebola. It's only involved two people so far. Would you like a movie that O.J. Simpson is in? Unfortunately, you know, O.J. Simpson hasn't done a lot of film roles of late. So from 1974 or 1978?
Fuck.
Yeah, right?
78.
Okay. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1978.
That's ridiculous.
He calls this movie a whirlwind contemporary adventure. And he also says this movie is not always plausible, but who cares? Leonard like just threw out his criticism hat that day. It's like, who cares? Plausible? Why does it have to be that? Movies can be so many things. And he lists 12 names in the cast of this film. So reading from the bottom of the list up, how many names do you think you need to discern the title of this film? Ben Bailey, host of Cash Cab.
Former host of Cash
Cab. Right, and you also did it high a couple of times.
Yes.
It's my favorite thing about you, because I've done this show high every time. And it's not easy. It's not easy to host a game show, and I don't have to drive these people anywhere. I don't have to be like, oh shit, we're coming up on.
Yeah, that takes a little bit of the fun out of it. Okay.
But nobody's in my ear, though. That's what we have to do, is we have to get like a producer type in my ear to tell me stuff as it goes along so I can correct myself quicker.
All right, I'll look into it.
Who told you you could turn that mic on? You guys want to do some lines?
No.
Don't play that now. 12 names, Ben. We got to go.
6.
Ooh. Oh.
You just punched that guy in the gut.
He covered his face. That immediately guy, went, ooh.
He just got goosed.
He's still hiding.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, sir.
All right, Rachel. He says he only needs 6 of the names to figure out what this movie is. And
it's just because I'm pretty much sure I'm not going to fucking get it anyway.
Well, I love this approach. I'm sure Rachel loves it even more.
I mean, I'm going to need 12.
You could bid less, so you could say, or you could just tell him, name that movie.
Oh, I can right now.
Right, no, yeah, right
no,
now.
You can't do that.
No, I'm going to, though, because that sounds like an amazing option for me.
There you go. Rachel's
name
a tough
movie.
Player already. All right. Here's your 6 names.
Just give me a second.
What? You can't look it up on your phone.
Use a Google shout out.
Did anybody try to do that on the show with their phone out?
We busted people Googling back there all the time.
Jesus.
Stalling for time. Wait, hold on. Hold on 1 second.
That's probably the least favorite thing cab drivers encounter is when people are just crazily Googling in the back seat.
Cab driver.
Yeah. Your 6 names are David Doyle, Robert Walden, David Huddleston. I'm going through it fast because this is all perfunctory. Denise Nicholas, Brenda Vaccaro. Remember her? She had the, didn't she have like Tampax ads? I'm Brenda Vaccaro. You need to feel fresh. It was crazy.
I'm so she had old. A lovely speaking voice like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was crazy. And Telly Savalas is your 6 name.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's in some films. This is one of them. O.J. Simpson is also involved in some capacity. And
there's 6 other people.
It's from 78, 3 stars. You got a guess?
Ahead of Telly Savalas.
Got any kind of guess
OJ.
At all?
I've got a guess, yeah.
Okay, what's your guess?
The Towering Inferno.
That is a terrific guess. That was the 1974 movie that had O.J. Simpson.
Son of a bitch!
This particular one proved what everybody knows, that the moon landing was faked, and it's called Capricorn 1.
Ow.
Yeah,
shit.
And Rachel's on the board with a point! Who's dumb now? Who's dumber now?
I feel like I did all the work for that point for you.
All right. And but
did.
I'm also excited to just erase the this category because it's, I don't know. People still kind of go, ooh. I thought we were all sort of over what OJ did. I thought we all made up our minds about what he did, but I guess we're still not completely good on it. Let's start with Joe and then go to Kate. And Joe gets to pick category between at Henitals on Twitter. It's like genitals, but with an H and 2 N's. Look him up, or her. Suggested paper. The category is paper. What do you think that is, Joe?
I'm going to think it's something that takes place at a at a paper mill.
All the great movies.
All the good ones.
So many classics.
No, newspaper movies. Mill.
Newspapers. No, paper is movies where Dwayne Johnson dies. Because paper beats rock.
That's a creeper.
That's a creeper.
That's great.
I like it.
And then Sean Hart, H-A-R-T, music suggested there can be only one. And that, of course, is movies that only have one word in the title. And then this is a seasonal one coming up that no one picked, so it's still in here. Vespa 59 suggested Halloween. Halloween. And that's movies where there's a sudden shot of a penis.
I love the category there, Nick.
Yeah, where you're just suddenly like, Halloween!
Halloween!
Which one of those would you like to play?
Let's do category.
Let's do one. Let's do the category one word titles.
Okay. We'll save those funny ones. I like it because
was
save
that
those
the guy that said ooh?
So we right, save those funny ones for another time. Man. We'll do this boring one now. I like it.
I'll change it. I'll switch it up.
No, it's good. Don't you worry about it, J-Lo.
All right. I love it when you come in.
1996 is the year.
Yep.
this movie has one word in the title, as you know, and he says it has well-drawn characters, suspenseful situations.
I'm already regretting this category. Okay.
I think I've played this movie recently. I've been forgetting to erase movies lately. But you guys don't know what's going on, so it's cool.
This is 1996.
The audience is like, we did this one recently. And it's got entertaining movie references. This movie.
It's 1996?
Mm-hmm. And Leonard lists 10 names. How many names can you get it in, Joe?
I'm going to say 5 names.
Oh, shoot, it's Kate's brain.
What?
I can't think. I can't believe he done said 5 names, little boy.
I don't know if you guys Walmart? Remember, but Kate's brain...
Coming up at 4.
Kate's brain makes appearances on the show when she does.
And, darn it. I wish they would have picked that penis category.
Wow, Kate's brain knows a lot about penises.
All I got in my head is that dang too many cooks. Oh boy, I'm gonna have to say 4 eventually, but blurp.
Well, what does the actual Kate's mouth think about this?
I was gonna say name that movie, but now I actually think I might.
You talked
5,
yourself
right?
out of it.
Yeah, I talked myself out of it.
Good job, us.
I
mean,
I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no clue. But for some reason, so if I say you say 5 names, but these are not the stars; these are the supporting characters.
Start
yeah,
you
go with your gut.
Start at
me.
The bottom. Is your brain in the bathroom right now?
Yeah. Shoot. Oh, wait. No, I don't know if I could. I'm going to say name that movie.
We win!
I think you do have a good chance, Kate's brain. Because five names is a pretty pretty.
Out of how many?
Bit.
How many are listed totally?
10.
Okay.
I take it back. You're going to get it.
I wonder what Kate's brain is thinking now.
I hate you, Joe LaTullio. Hate your goddamn guts.
Kate hides her feelings so well. Like, she seems so happy right now saying those things to Joe.
She hides it well.
I'll kick you with my zebra shoes.
Your 5 names.
All right, here we go.
Linda Blair. Apologies to put your hands together. Linda Blair, Liev Schreiber, David Arquette, Courtney Cox.
Scream.
Correct. Joe LaTullio is on the board. He's got 1 point. We're playing to 2 points. Now we're going to start once again with you, Mr. Bailey. And then we're going to come to you, Rachel. Oh, is right. You're doing great, though.
Can I just point out...
Just make him name it every time.
I just want to say, Scream, Capricorn 1. Does that really seem fucking reasonable
they're
to
both,
anyone in this room?
They're both movies, right? Yeah. There you go.
Touché.
You picked the O.J. Simpson category.
That's true.
Yeah. How could he have been in a movie in the last 10 or 15 years?
There's only going to be like 3 or 4 of them. Capricorn.
Did he make a documentary about him?
Son of a bitch. Okay.
All right, here we go.
No one had heard of anyone that you named until you got to Telly Savalas.
I would think that a game show host would be the first to sympathize with me in that... And that people like to argue about the...
No way, dude. I'm just happy to be on this side
now. The questions and the answers. You get to pick.
Okay.
Between.
Okay.
Please clear out one of these categories. They've been around too long. Premium Rush. That's Best Picture winners of the Oscar that are under 100 minutes long. Happens on occasion, but it's rare. Usually, Best Picture winners are long-ass movies. Like Titanic or whatever. Spoiler alert, and that's movies where someone is run over by a car. Finally, IMDb, because I am DB. Movies that are, the title is the initials DB. Like last time around, it was, the answer was Das Boot. Be an example. Which one of those do you like, Ben?
What's the middle one?
Spoiler alert, someone gets run
someone
over
gets run
by,
run
a,
by
car.
A car. Oscar, best picture Oscar winners under 100 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So that narrows that category's narrowed down immediately to there's only been like 60 best picture winners, and then right. only a handful of those are under 100 minutes.
Right.
Take your time, though, by all means. we're at a red light right now, so you can. Did you ever do a red light challenge where a hooker just run in and blow somebody? if you can come before the light changes. You'll win a trip to Jamaica.
Yes.
Which one do you like?
DB.
Okay. Rachel hates every category.
That's a difficult
one. 1997 is the year for this movie. That's the title is the initials DB. Leonard calls this movie fresh and original. He says it rings true from start to finish, and it's based on a memoir. And he lists 12 names. 12 names.
What year was it?
1997.
Based on a memoir.
Mm-hmm. How many names, Ben?
8.
This is like people who refuse to take all the names. He says 8 names, Rachel. If you ask him to name it and he fails, you will be the winner. Today, and if you
that seems like a good
and if
option.
He gets it, then he'll be well, on the board. He'll just have 1 point. So
I love that Doug's telling me how to win.
I talk everybody through this because even Kate McHugh, who's been on a dozen times, doesn't know how it works exactly.
Leave us alone, Doug.
I'm so glad. Can you imagine if 4 guests and all of their brains could all talk to me? How hard it would be to host this show?
Don't bet me.
Yeah, I kind of want to see you guess. It's nothing to do with me winning, though.
You just want to watch me guess?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, name that movie.
All right, she's asked you to name it. You get 8 names out of 12. So maybe something will...
You'll probably get it.
Yeah, based on a memoir.
You might recognize something in there. Here we go. Gretchen Mol, Val Avery, Brian Tarantino. Yeah. Zach Grenier, Jerry Becker, Jelko Ivanek.
Come on.
You don't know Jelko? That guy's awesome. Damages, I think, was one of the more recent things he's done. Anne Heche.
Oh, I just didn't know how to say his name.
Yeah. No, he's great. Anne Heche. James Russo. And the late, great Bruno Kirby. That's maybe too many names. I might have gave you 1 too many names, so you got a little bonus name.
I wish it mattered.
There's 3 more names that would really help you right now. Just say a movie that's the initials DB and see what happens.
If I could think of one, it would be that simple, wouldn't it? I will buy another name.
I think
name
you can do
me.
It. You can't buy another name.
Give you $100 for another name.
Oh, I take it back. You can't buy another name.
Not a high ceiling at all.
Oh, no, but just cash on the barrel head? You got it? Or do I have to have a credit card machine?
You have to have Square for your...
Yeah, got an attachment on my phone to get these.
I'll be honest, I'm thinking of the Dinglish Blatient.
That is not helpful.
Kate's brain is incorrigible. So no, you got nothing? Just any DB movie other than Dinglish Patient. Patient.
Blation.
Blation. Wait a second.
Hell.
You put the P. All you had to do is take off the P and put it in a B. You didn't have to add the L.
Drive-by.
Oh, that's your guess, drive-by? Let's see if it changes things at all. In fact, let's just leave this. Everybody else is out. As soon as you know it, Kate's brain, tell us the answer. Michael Madsen, Johnny Depp, Al Pacino.
Dangerous liaison.
Oh, fuck.
Donnie.
I know it now. Should have bought a name
of
from
Of course, the answer is Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means Rachel's our winner. She came in here zero confidence.
I'm not happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely killed it. I can't believe, you know, you'd think someone with an old prospector brain would...
too few opportunities.
Oh, the old Sam Levine complaint. You do get boxed out when there's four players.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. Well, you know, I dare to say that Kate's brain maybe should come on sometime and play and not let Kate get in the way like she did tonight with changing her mind from her own brain.
No.
Kate's brain is busy. A lot of other commitments. Do you have any plugs, Kate's brain?
Tune in to Mad Men. Final season starting April 2015. Big fan.
I've always wanted this show to have a John Hamio. It's finally happened. Joe, Brooklyn 99.
Yes. Sundays at 8:30.
Yes.
And beep on iTunes.
On Foxcatcher, on the Foxcatcher network.
Foxcatcher.
That's a sexy movie, right?
Foxcatcher.
No, it's not. It's a disturbing movie. Kate, what do you got going on?
This week, Ricky and I will be in Madison, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Indianapolis. So we'll be wearing our sweaters.
Yes, be very Arctic blasty up there. You'll have an Arctic blast. Garfunkely Notes. Rachel Melvin is the star of Dumb and Dumber 2 this Friday in theaters. Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, that's... It's pretty nice of you to go out and do promotion and stuff because I think it's going to do okay. And, right? Who's not going to see that? Raise your hand if you're not going to see it. That's what I was talking about. There's a guy over there.
I like things that are smart.
That's why he's here. Ben Bailey, what's going on, man? What brings you to LA?
I just came out to hang out a little bit, really.
Just do some stuff.
Do some
just
spots around town.
Just wear a shirt like that. Just strip down to just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Can't do that right
now
anywhere else in the country.
No,
you kidding me?
I came and played in a charity golf event. And
really?
Yeah.
When's that?
It was yesterday.
And how'd you do?
I played terribly, but I won the joke-telling contest at the end.
Were you the only comedian?
No, every group had a comedian.
Oh.
The celebrity in every group.
Which comedian's asses did you beat in that joke-telling competition?
All 24 of them.
Brag. Tell us who's the biggest one.
Probably Ray Romano.
Yeah.
What joke did he tell?
He told two. It was like everybody tells one, and then if you move on to the finals, there's three people left.
Oh, I see.
It was me and Ray and Kevin Nealon. And it was Kevin's tournament, so he had to announce that he came in third. He was like, in third place, Kevin Nealon.
He's great. He doesn't smoke weed, by the way, so...
He doesn't really.
People, quit asking me to get him on Getting Dug with High. He doesn't smoke weed. people bug me about it all the time because, you know, his character on Weeds was a huge weed fiend,
huge
but in real life, doesn't touch it.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
I know. Things you learn when you host a pot show.
But I did that, and I'm doing spots around town at the Laugh Factory, the Improv, and the Store. And
right on, yeah. And you're always on stage in there in New York when people are there, and I'll try to get you back for one of my shows that are coming up at the end of the month. And and well, thank you, really thank you for being fun. Here. Thank you to all my guests so much. Wait, Rachel, we don't need yours. Because you won on behalf of that person, so whoever Rachel is playing for, come get your all your prizes.
Oh, wow.
Haven't you won before? Okay.
It's the guy who went, whoa! When I chose to say, whoa!
He made a good thing. That hero thing is pretty cool. Or not hero, Baymax. What's your shithead inside that envelope? You're not. You can tell me. Because I don't want you to play again next week. So we need to know your shithead. What is it? All right, he won't tell me.
Oh, he's not going to do it.
Oh, yeah, we can. Let's just open it.
Dumb and dumber.
Yeah, you're not so dumb. I mean, you didn't say it into a microphone.
We have the envelope.
Here we go. All right, you're right. Just going to put that away right here. But congratulations on winning, and thank you to Joe Lotrulio, Kate McCucci, Rachel Melvin, and Ben Bailey. Hashtag bring back Cash Cab.
There's rumors.
Let's
there
start
are
a
rumors.
Campaign. Hashtag bring back Cash Cab.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in. All there right. are rumors that they might want to do it.
Do
again.
A new version where everybody hotboxes, like you smoke weed in the cab every time, and then answer questions.
We're gonna do cash can. It's in a public bathroom. And you play for toilet.
How
paper.
Much can you make while you're taking a shit?
You play for dude.
How
wipes.
Many questions can you answer? I love it.
Kate's brain is gonna take that all.
All right. Oh, wow, this was a really long one. Apologies again to put your hands together, and we'll see you guys right here next week. As always, Chef Boyardee is a shithead. The Republican Senate is a shithead. And any Floridian that didn't pot the vote is a shithead.
Now it's time for Chef to pot the vote. Eyes of gold is you and prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves